You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on J-Air 87.8 FM. Well, that brings our 2017 season to a close on Travel Writers Radio. I can't tell you how much the members of PALET, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers, have enjoyed bringing you the stories of food, wine, lifestyle, all the flavours of travel, plus the experiences and the destinations we visited around the world this year. In the end, though, it's about the people we met, the lives they led, and the stories they allowed us to tell that really made our show. So without getting too self-indulgent, I believe that our success is measured not by clickbait headlines or fake news or social media beat-ups or other mechanisms, but purely by your response to our content, the 7 or 8 stories we generate each week, which is reflected in the fact that we now have 11,000 followers on Twitter and 44,000 plays on SoundCloud, together with our thousands of listeners live on J-Air here in Melbourne and also live on the internet at jair.com.au.
So content is what really makes us different. Thank you for letting the professional members of our team do their job as storytellers. And we promise you, we still have plenty of stories left to tell. Members of our team in Australia and offshore have recorded these greetings.
Hi, this is Liza Capella in Addison, a tiny little village in the south of France. Thanks so much for listening to Travel Writers Radio this year. It's been an amazing pleasure to share some of my stories with you from this region near Montpellier. I really look forward to reporting more travel adventures with you in 2018, and I wish you a very happy Christmas and a very happy new year.
Hello, this is Adeline Ng from Travel Writers Radio, wishing you a truly awesome, meaningful Christmas and a happy new year. See you again in 2018.
Hi there, this is Gwen Luscombe from Travel Writers Radio, wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again in 2018.
This is Sue Ahern. I'd like to thank you all for listening to Travel Writers Radio during the year. We've had a lot of fun producing these stories, and of course we love travel and we love our food. We hope you've enjoyed them as much as we've enjoyed making them. I'd like to wish you all the very best for the holiday season and the new year. Have a safe time with your families, and we'll see you back in January. Bye.
Now, I've got a message from Vincent de Monaco. Vince is our correspondent from Paris, and he's actually off to Algiers when I contacted him to get a message. And what he says to you is, sorry that he can't be there, but meilleurs voeux, which is season's greetings in French, and his wishes for bonne année, a great 2018. Now, as executive producer, I received much needed support from the production team who work on the show here in Melbourne. In addition to reporting on lifestyle and travel matters, Adeline Ng, Sue Ahern, Veronica Matheson and our news presenter Gwen Luscombe do double duty sometimes to help me here in the studio. So thank you to the reporting team around Australia and international members based in North America and Europe. I want to thank Mandy Rowe and Kirsty Bedford, who helped with some of the administrative aspects of our group, PALET. And I finally want to thank the team at J-Air, who kindly host our show on 87.8 FM. Thanks to Robert, Cian, George and Gary. And I believe you've got a telex message there from Veronica, who's making her way back to the city.
You're showing your age there, Graham.
A tap out something, isn't she?
She sent us a brief message to say, sorry she can't be here tonight, but she sends listeners her warm wishes for a fun-filled end of year and a 2018 where every wish comes true.
Well, there you go. So that's our lot. And we really do look forward to you joining us again in 2018.